On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for On The Pace.
Getting on Sunset in front of Acacia Ridge. Sundown's Gift going roughly. Sundown's Gift broke up, but it's Galleon Sunset in front, and it'll do it all the way.
Here's Bowtide. Oh, the Tassie Terminator dashes to the lead. It's put pay to them in Bell Sweep.
With all the latest harness racing happenings from around New South Wales and across Australasia, here's your host, Gareth Hall.
27-11. Gareth, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Cozzy. Great to have your company on this Tuesday morning. And if you love your harness racing, what a weekend it was and what a weekend it promises to be. It's been terrific racing, especially over the last month. I've been enjoying going out onto the track and catching up with all the participants before the track. I just got to thank the participants because they allow us to go and get in their face basically before they score up for major Group 1 races. And I think it's been exceptional. Turnover's been really great on harness racing in recent times, especially with the figures I just saw at Melton on Friday night. So we've got some terrific harness racing coming up, especially Cozzy in Victoria this weekend with the Vic Bred Finals. And then also in Queensland, we've got the Sunshine Sprint and a really good three-year-old race worth $100,000 with a couple of stars going around there.
I noticed, on a sad note, to On The Mighty Quinn, Crack Paston's been retired.
It's unfortunate, Cozzy. He did retire, well, about 6 or 7 months ago, but then Gary Hall Sr. tried to do that remarkable comeback. Yeah. And about 2 or 3 weeks ago, when I had a chat to him, all was well with On The Mighty Quinn. He was jogging up a treat. He could not get him off the track. He was nearly ready to rumble for another preparation, but unfortunately, he fractured a Paston once again in a different leg that he did before. He was operated on yesterday, and his career is finally over. It's done and dusted, but he won more than $4 million. He's the most exciting pacer I have ever saw. There is no doubt about that. He was a horse that could come from anywhere and win a Group 1 race, and he'll be missed. It would have been great to see him in Perth to try and win 4 Inter Dominions, but he'll be retired now and sent to a big green paddock because he deserves it.
And I think he and Gary Hall Jr. matched each other, didn't they? I mean, when you look at it, the attitude, they both just a bit of lair about them.
Yeah, mate, that is right there with Gary Hall Sr. and Jr., what they did with On The Mighty Quinn. Our first guest here on The Pace today is champion reinsman Gavin Lang. Thanks for your company, Gavin. Mate, just wondering, Heaven's Trend on Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon, what a two-year-old filly she is. Wasn't she brilliant to take out that Group 1 Breeders' Challenge at Tabcorp Park Menangle?
Yeah, quite true. Only having a 6th run in a race and to cop pressure and run a 26-1 first quarter and then still be strong at the finish, augurs well for the future.
I was at the start at 1,600 metre mark, and then I saw you when you went past me. You were still swinging on her. She has got such a high cruising speed. Now, I know you don't like to compare two-year-olds, don't like to compare horses, but where does she rate for a young horse that you've driven?
Well, the thing is that, Self-Denial is a two-year-old filly, won 4 Group 1 races. Captain Joy, another one that comes to mind, was a super two-year-old as well, and there's probably others that I haven't thought about. But put it this way, Captain Joy, I mean, he was probably just for sheer outright ability, and there probably are similarities between her and Heaven's Trend are that both horses are free-running type horses, and I mean, and you know what sort of record he went on to achieve, so yeah, I'm not sure whether she can be a million-dollar earner like he was, but she's heading the right way.
And she'll be heading to Queensland, which is great news for harness racing fans in the Sunshine State. This Saturday night and Friday night, we've got the Vic Bred Finals there at Tabcorp Park Melton. I think it's going to be a couple of terrific nights of racing. We'll talk about the paces first of all. Love List in the 3-year-old fillies division. I think this horse has gone to another level. She's always showed promise as a juvenile and a 3-year-old, but the way she went in a semi-final last Friday night, I think she deserves to start favourite. I know the draws will play an all-important part, and the draws are about to get underway at the moment in Melbourne, but did she impress you on Friday night?
Yeah, she did indeed. Started off her career in a blaze of glory. I think she might have won her first 3 or 4, then had a bit of a flat spot for a while, went to Adelaide, competed in the Southern Cross, the equivalent to our Vic Bred series, and performed well. For some reason or other, the trip away seemed to strengthen her up. She's come home and hasn't looked back. And, if you had asked me before the race the other night, could I sit outside Nikki No-No for the last 1,000 and beat it, I wouldn't have thought it would have been achievable. But I just think that shows how far she has come.
Rock and Roll Magic, she's a really good two-year-old filly. I saw her heat victory in the Vic Bred at Kilmore and I was blown away. Friday night, she just got the job done. I had a chat to you after the race. You were probably suggesting in your voice that you probably weren't as impressed as you thought you would be with her. Can she turn the corner if she does draw badly and still win a two-year-old filly's division of the Vic Bred? About Rock and Roll Magic, this two-year-old filly, how did you assess her performance on Saturday night or Friday night?
Well, initially I was probably a little bit disappointed that maybe with the run she had in transit that she couldn't have probably let down a little bit better in the straight. I mean, I know she went home in 28, but I just sort of felt that she might have hit the line a bit better than she did, but maybe underestimating the second horse a little bit. We've seen it in the past down here, won a couple of races where it sort of out-toughed the opposition, but maybe it does have another string to its bow, as we saw the other night, and maybe I'm underselling it a little bit.
And Ideal For Real in the three-year-old division, what a final this promises to be. Follow the Stars, Wingara, Menengate, and of course your fella. Just having a chat to the camp recently, I think we might see a different Ideal For Real. His run was really good, I thought, on Friday night, but he might be better on Saturday night.
Well, you know, given that he had a little minor hiccup early in his preparation, and then he came back in, went to Mirabar in the heat of this series without a trial under his belt, and then second up the other night. When I had to sort of go around and sit beside the leader, and probably not his. I know he won the Sydney Derby doing that, but I think, you know, as we see in the better races going forward, that he'll be the type of horse that can just sit back and have a tremendous turn of foot at the finish of his races. So I would say that given the two runs that he's had, another week's work under his belt, maybe a better horse again this week, hopefully.
Yeah, I can't wait for that three-year-old final. Gavin Lang, as always, thanks for your company and good luck this weekend, mate.
No worries, Gareth. Thanks very much.
There we go. Champion reinsman Gavin Lang, from one champion to another champion. Mark Purden joins us on the phone. Mark, congratulations on Sunday. Three Group 1s on Breeders' Challenge Day at Menengle.
Yeah, morning, Gareth, and thanks very much. No, it was a great day and the team all went very, very well.
Our Waikiki Beach, the son of Some Beach Somewhere. I know when you first arrived with this horse in Sydney, you didn't know quite how good he was. I think he's exceeded your expectations with his victory in the APG and then another Group 1 on Sunday.
Yes, yeah, he certainly has, Gareth. He's turned out to be a great horse and probably looks the best young horse in Australasia at the moment.
Yeah, he's low flying. So would you say that he's better than your horses back home in New Zealand? Because you've got, of course, Chase the Dream, Lazarus and so on.
Yes, well, he's certainly, they're equal anyway. It's hard to sort of compare them, but he's certainly up there with them.
Supersonic Miss, she's just been a wonderful filly from basically day one.
Yeah, she has. And, you know, came over where her form line wasn't great, but she was... She wasn't blessed with any luck in the draws against our best fillies at home, and it was a strong crop. And although her racing was good, she probably didn't come over with the form that sort of reflected how good she was going. But here, she just put it all together, and she really thrived in the time she was here.
And kept under wraps, most people would love that horse in their stable, but you've got such a dominant bunch of young horses. Kept Under Wraps deserved a Group 1. He's played bridesmaid to a couple of really nice horses like a Follow the Stars in his two-year-old years, but he got the job done leading all of the way on Sunday. You must have been pleased for the connections with Kept Under Wraps.
Yes, yeah, he sort of came into the season a bit later at home and he had a bit of a setback. He jumped on a quarter one day and he was off the scene for some time after that while it healed, and he's done a good job and it kept off a great win for him. And what's been sort of a strong year at home, and he's been sort of overshadowed by some of the other ones.
Now, yourself and Natalie, you dominated New Zealand this year, New Zealand Cup Day. You dominated Ashburton. You had a really good day in Melbourne recently. And, of course, three Group 1s at Menangle on Sunday. You also start on Inter-Dominion Day. You've got a big team. Well, Natalie's looking after a team in Queensland. Just quickly, Smolder going around in the Sunshine Sprint. He's travelled up nicely to Brisbane.
Yes, he left not long after his last start in Sydney, so he's had good time to get accustomed to the weather and things up there, and Nat's very happy with him.
And Hug the Win and Fight for Glory, two star three-year-olds going around in the Oaks and the Derby. I think Hug the Win goes around in a good three-year-old race on Saturday night. How did he pull up recently?
Yes, he's thriving with his racing, and he's a lovely colt, and she's very happy with him as well.
Exciting times, Mark Purden. Congratulations once again on Sunday. Sounds like you're at the airport, mate.
Yes, I am, Gareth.
All right, mate, we better let you go. You're a busy man these days. And just quickly follow the Stars. I forgot to ask about him. I thought he was really good on Friday night. It was a terrific drive by Anthony Butt. He probably needs a really good draw against his opposition, like a Menengate, and also ideal for real.
Yes, look, I think, he's going to be competitive, but it's going to come down to the draw a little bit, and it's probably only the draw that's going to separate those guys you just mentioned.
Yeah, I can't wait for that race. And Anthony Budd or yourself will be driving Follow the Stars?
Now, I've touched base with Anthony, and he had no other commitment, so I told him he's on. So he was pleased, and we're thrilled to have him too.
Right,
it was a great drive.
The Kiwi sticking together. Well done, mate.
Yeah. Good, Gareth.
Mark Purden joining us on the line there. He's at the airport. He's a busy man. He's everywhere these days, and what a season he has had recently. Talking about Stars, Chris Alpha joins us on the line. Puppet, good morning to you.
Morning, Gareth.
Menengate, first of all, the Victorian Derby winner. Many say he was a little bit disappointing on Friday night. How did you assess his run after leading and getting away with some nice sectionals up front?
He probably looked a little bit disappointing on face value, but, trolled really well on the Sunday with block eyes on. I just thought he might get a bit fired up if we left them on him in the race, and he just went completely the opposite way. He wouldn't even warm up and just wasn't interested in racing, so he'd probably switch him back this week as long as he gets a nice draw and be full steam ahead.
Just explain the blocks to our listeners if they're listening to our show and on the pace today. The blocks are sort of like blinkers in the gallops world. They just sharpen him up, and it makes them a little bit more keener when they head onto the track.
Yeah, that's right. He had a tendency early to be pulling hard and a bit out of control, so switched to the pull-down blinds, which you can just pull when you want him to go, and he seems to have got used to them a bit too much now, and so it'll be just back to how he was, and hopefully that plays into her hands and does the right trick.
Addington not far away, folks, about a minute and a half. The favourite, the one at 270 fixed odds, and that's Ginger Luca. Chris Alford, if Menengate draws the lead with the block blinkers on, do you think he can turn the corner and turn the tables on the Follow the Stars and also ideal for real on Saturday night?
Oh, it's going to be a hard task because they're both great horses, but, I'm sure Menengate at his best is right up to them.
I totally agree. Morton Plains, the stable mate, hasn't this filly improved out of sight of recent times?
Yeah, she's been racing great all year, just doesn't seem to have much luck in the big races. She drew bad in the Vic Oaks and ran fourth, and she's always, right behind him. So hopefully luck will play into her hands this week because she went great last week in the semi.
The draw's not far away. What draw would you like with her?
She doesn't have brilliant gate speed, so probably, in as close as possible or a nice trailing draw on the second row.
Hey, Chris, just can you please stay with us just for a little while, because Addington's not far away. I want to ask you one question about Messini, because that four-year-old division in the VicBred final is a race that you do not want to miss. Some superstars, up-and-coming Grand Circuit stars to compete in that race. Thanks for that, Cozzy. Just having a chat to Chris Alford about Moreton Plains and Menengate, two wonderful chances in Group 1 races at Melton on Saturday night. Messini, Chris Alford, I thought his run was really good under the circumstances. It was a good, tough run, and he never gave up the fight, and he never does when he goes to the races.
No, that's right, Gareth. He's a great little horse, and, he went into this race last year and drew poorly and came out on top, so hoping for the same result this year. It's, a great field of four-year-olds, and, he probably ran his last mile in about 53 and a bit last week off the track, and that was after, of course, the first time when we went nearly a lap, and he's pulled up great, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to that race.
Yeah, I can't wait. Jillaby Jagger, Young Modern, All Eyes on Us. Hector JJ, a very, very good horse in Messini. Who's the horse to beat in your eyes in that division?
A lot will depend on the draw. In fact, the JJ draws really well. We know how quick he is. I think, you know, on their runs last week, you know, I wouldn't be swapping any of them for Messini. He could work out into his favour this week. They got, you know, All Eyes on Us and all that. They like to do the bullying, and this week we might be able to just sit off him and beat him to speed up the straight, because he can sit sprint as well.
Yeah, Chrissy Alford smoking the pipe there. Can't wait for that on Saturday night with Messini. Tab.com.au, fixed odds for the two big meetings at Melton come out later in the day. Who's your best, if we're sitting at home, we want to have an early bet, who's your best drive on Saturday night or even Friday night?
Yeah, a lot will come down to the draws, but, you know, Messini, as you said, Meningate and Morton Plains are all going really well. The two-year-old filly, Yankee Showgirl, musical, whatever her name is, something delight.
Yes.
Magical Delight.
That's it, Chris.
Last week, and, you know, if she got a nice draw and could probably be up on the fence somewhere, she'd be giving him a fright. And Charlie Runkle, probably in the two-year-old trotters on Friday.
You got a really good book of drives on Friday and Saturday night. You love the big stage, puppet, Chris Alford. Good luck on those two big nights, and it's a pleasure catching up with you and on the pace.
No, thanks for having me, Gareth. I'll see you there.
Can't wait. Race 6 at Yonkers not far away. We might just have a quick chat to John Anderson. Can't see those horses scoring up. John, we'll be interrupted in our conversation with Yonkers, but you're at the barrier draw for the Vic Bred finals. They shouldn't be far away, should they?
There's only a couple of barrier draws been done so far, and if Chris is still on the line, he'll be happy to hear Messini's drawn one in his final. But
where did Hector JJ draw?
Hector JJ drew two, would you believe? Bill Walker stepped up and picked up the marble number two. So that looks to be pretty much a two-horse race now, based on the barrier draw. And you would think Hector JJ will lead for Simone Walker, and Chrissy will be right on his back most of the way around. It'll just be a question of a sprint up the straight, you'd think. But anyway.
Yeah, we'll come back to you shortly, John. Yonkers not far away. In fact, we're not going to Yonkers. We're just going to stick with you, John Anderson, because you've just broken us with some big news there. I think Chrissy Alford might be a little bit nervous with Messini drawn one, because Hector JJ's been gates all of the way the other day, John, but with All Eyes on Ice and Jillaby Jagger and Young Modern, Simone Walker might say, I might hand up and out-sprint whoever I hand up to and put Messini three back the inside. So tactics will play an all-important part. Terrific night of harness racing on Friday and Saturday night for these Vic Bred series. You must have been pleased with the way Friday night went as well for the semi-finals of the Vic Bred.
Yeah, it was fantastic, Gareth. A really, really good night's betting as well. We had terrific turnover, but this week we've also got, you know, like the trotters and the between the trotters finals and the pacers finals, there's over $1 million up for grabs in Vic Bred finals. So really class, quality young horses, and terrific coverage on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing, of course.
And John, just quickly with the scheduler, you made that announcement on Friday night. You pushed the Hunter Cup back 1 week, so the next week will be the heats of the Miracle Mile. My opinion is it's still not ideal. I think we still need to work it out. But we do have a qualifying for the Victoria Cup. If you win the Vic Cup, you get a selection into automatic selection into the Miracle Mile, and you put up your four-year-old Bonanza to $100,000, and the winner goes into the Chariots of Fire. I think that is a step in the right direction. But next season, do you think we need to make sure these Grand Circuit races are spaced out a little bit more? Because I honestly believe if you have those big races, even in the middle of January, or you work something out with Menangle, if you get the best horses there with the best trainer and drivers, the crowds will come, turnover will be up, and harness racing will be on the back pages.
Yeah, I agree with you. This year hasn't been ideal. To be honest, it has been thrown into semi-chaos just with the location of the Inter-Dominion going to Perth in December, and we're not quite sure how that's going to work out with horses travelling. Some horses will be travelling from New Zealand to Perth back to Victoria. It's going to be a suck it and see to some degree. We're mindful of our country network as well. We have a really strong Country Cups carnival, and because we administer the sport right across the state, it's very important for our clubs in regional Victoria to experience those big events, but like such as Ballarat and Bendigo and Shepparton. Gareth, I couldn't agree with you more. I think, you know, I would love to talk to New South Wales. I mean, I'm not a big fan of their Miracle Mile format for next year, and I think it would be nice to be able to work out a routine where the Victoria Cup, the Hunter Cup and the Miracle Mile are sort of spaced by a couple of weeks and all the horses can run in all those races. But as it stands next year, they'll be running sort of 4 out of 5 weeks, including the Miracle Mile heats.
Yeah, so, I understand. They're not machines, unfortunately, but hopefully we'll work it out. We might have a dinner party. We'll put it on. We'll all sit around a table and we'll work it out, and hopefully we can get it right in the next couple of years. But I know it's hard because there's so much to juggle, and certain clubs want certain nights, and everyone wants to make sure that they have consistency throughout their big races. But I think we just need to make sure the best horses get there. And unfortunately, with our scheduling at the moment, we won't have our best horses racing in our best races because it's just too much.
Well, that's true. And I think this year was a case in point that by the time we got to the Inter-Dominion even, there was an attrition rate.
Yeah, last year.
Having been through all of the, in the 14-15 season, the attrition rate was quite high with some of the quality horses. So I don't disagree with the point at all, Gareth. It's just... you know, within state to state, we've got our own interests, and it's sometimes not easy to look at it from a national perspective. But you're absolutely right that we should do that in the interests of the sport overall.
Well, John, thanks very much for your time on the pace. Good luck with a big night of harness racing at Melton. I can't wait to be down there. Thanks for that, mate.
It's been great coverage. Thanks, Gareth.
John Anderson, the CEO of Harness Racing. Forbury Park's not far away. We might just say a very good morning to Gary Hall Senior, who's been good enough to join us on the phone. First of all, Senior, thanks for your company. We've got a greyhound race not far away, but just my condolences with On the Mighty Quinn. We all love this horse, and unfortunately, you just could not get him up for one more campaign. He went amiss earlier on in the week.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. Yeah, that's right, and very disappointing, but... you know, he's done enough. He doesn't need to do any more. And we're very happy that he's going to be healthy, well and healthy for the rest of his life. So, you know, that was a bit of a worry, a bit of a concern yesterday, I can tell you. But, you know, it's all he's had his operation. He's come through it fine. And he's all patched up back together again. And he's got a place here for the rest of his life.
He'd be he owns the joint, basically. He's the king. He'd have his own paddock for the rest of his life. Plenty of green grass.
I must admit, I was despondent today because there's no chance I'll ever get a horse as good as him.
No, mate. So, well, don't give it up on yet. You never know. You said that after the Falcon strike. We're going to go to because he's joining us on the line. Gary, how close was he, in your mind, of making that comeback? Because they tell me he was jogging really well and everything was going great guns until his injury recently.
Yeah, well, the old injury wasn't a problem to him, Gareth, so I was very hopeful because he's never had any other injuries anywhere else, you know, like serious ones anyway, minor stuff. And, you know, like I was very confident that he would make it back, and I was sort of devastated when it happened. I just couldn't believe it. So it's not, you know, it's not what he could win. And, you know, with Quinny, with a horse like Quinny, as every person that owns or trains a horse like him knows, it's the people you meet along the way and the fun you have with him and... the excitement of the whole thing, and like, you know, even going to Queensland last year, Chris actually badgered me into going. I wasn't that keen on going, but I'm glad I went because had a great time up there with Shannon and Shannon Price and Dean Miller and their father, Shannon's father Tony. They were very kind to us up there, and the Queensland crowd, you know, openly, you know, were very affectionate towards Quinny, and you know, like after he won the Blacks of Fake, it took me nearly 40 minutes to get back to see him after the race. So it's just those sort of feelings that you can't reproduce. Not money can't buy them, you know.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm going to miss him sadly as a racehorse for that reason.
We're all going to miss him. He was the people's horse. There's no doubt about that. Everyone loved watching him because he was so exciting. He could do what standard breds couldn't do, come from behind and win those big group ones like he did so many times in Perth, and his Inter-Dominion victory at Menangle was exceptional. Just quickly, Gary Hall Sr., who do we back now out of your stable for the Inter-Dominion in Perth, because the market is up?
Well, Well, if you're listening to Clinton, he'd be saying Waylaid, but potentially Waylaid's got the ability to go to that level, and I think, you know, when he learns to be a real complete racehorse, the Inter Dominions is well within his reach on ability. At this stage, he's a little bit green, and he's like a, you know, semi-trailer with not too much steering, but he's very, very good horse ability-wise. I like Mac. I've always liked Mac too. And obviously Hard Copy's come back better than ever, so they're the three of my best ones.
I thought Clint Hall would have been all over my Hard Copy.
I think he's trying to throw the pressure, divert the pressure away, Gareth. He's trying to throw it somewhere else so that he can just sneak up there and finish over the top of him like he does.
With all your runners, you've got a host of runners in Inter Dominion. We might say you come back to the driving ranks.
Not a chance.
Oh, I would have loved that.
Would you?
Yeah, I would have loved it. You would have launched, no handing up whatsoever, but it's always a pleasure catching up with you, Senior. I'm so sorry to hear about Quinny, but we do thank you for everything you did for the sport with that horse, because you took him to Queensland. You were so accommodating with all the media. Everyone loved him. We will miss him, but we won't forget him. And make sure he enjoys retirement.
Yeah, you'll definitely enjoy retirement. We'll make sure of that. And I'm just hoping I can get another horse and meet all the nice people I've met all over Australia. And I'm sort of looking towards Bodine Boaz to do that.
Yes.
You know, I don't think he'll be an Inter Dominion horse this year, but in time he may do. And he's the one that's obviously the unknown one that could probably measure up, you know, some of the things he's done for me in the short time that I've had him. So I've got fingers crossed with him. But, you know, like, I just miss meeting all the people and travelling and all that. It's a fantastic thrill for a harness trainer to do that, because it takes away the mundane sort of stuff.
Just quickly, one-word answer, Bodine Boaz, were you taking to Melbourne for the Breeders' Crown?
At this stage, it looks like it, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, we'll have a chat then. Look forward to that. I think he's a superstar, Bodine Boaz, and I'd love to see him take on horses like Follow the Stars, Manningate, Ideal for Real, and so on. Thanks for your time, mate.
No worries, Gareth. Thank you for the interest. Thank you. Bye.
Gary Hall Senior on the phone from Perth. I'm the Mighty Quinn, retiring yesterday officially. Cozzy, what a horse he was. Just quickly, tab.com.au will have all the markets up for the Friday and Saturday Group 1 races for the VicBred Finals and the Sunshine Sprint. That race at Sea Smolder, For a Reason, Avanova, and many more stars take on each other will be up tomorrow. That's a big race at Albion Park in Queensland. And burn a hole in my pocket and my Kiwi going to Queensland for a three-year-old race, taking on Hug the Wind. So if you love your harness racing, Cozzy, you do not want to miss this weekend.
No.
Because you can sit back and watch Friday and Saturday night, and it will be something else. And hopefully we can lead you into a winner.
That's what we want, one or more.
Good yes, we'll give you plenty.
All right, good on you, Gareth. We'll talk to you next week. See you, mate. Gareth Hall on the pace there. 11:05, this is Sky Sports Radio.